I was Marine Corps. We did communications up along the DMZ for all the forward fire bases. 67 and 68, 3rd Division and 1st Division. I ran patrols. I remember a guy on a fire base, and he was so upset. He was angry at his uncles. They were Second World War veterans. And one uncle had lost some fingers, and he was just furious that his uncles never really bothered to tell him the real truth about what war was like, and now he was in the middle of the same thing, and said to me, if they'd have told me it was like this, I'd have never been here. So there are some stories out there that probably should be told so that others can really maybe better understand what this is about. I think in a lot of cases, though, it's just it's hard to sit and describe it. I think for some, it's just hard to talk about, period. I had a high school buddy by the name of Vaughn Dexter. He died in Vietnam. He was with my company. They lost 205 men in 3 years. So the company was wiped out and rebuilt 5 times. You know, when you get over there and all of a sudden you realize this ain't a black guy and it's not a fist fight after high school, this is very permanent. If you screw up here, you get to go home in a bag. You don't realize that when you're signing the paperwork in high school. You might see it on television, and you might see them getting drug out of the field like we saw. It has no impact until you smell that blood in your nostrils. If you don't think blood stinks, believe me, I'm here to tell you. The people that designed this, when you walk up to the shallow little short end of the wall, and as you walk down to the middle, it towers over you. So when you do get to the middle of it, it's kind of an inspiring thing to stand there and look up at it and realize how small those names are. When I walk up to those names and look at them, all I can remember is that poor person in their last time on Earth. I don't know, they say it's a wall that heals. It may for some. You taping this?